And Darren Farrell's here with the sports news. Morning, Darren.
Good morning to you, Gavin. Well, Liverpool got another big win for them last night. 1-0 victors against Wolves in the Premier League. Diogo Jota, former Wolves player, of course, scored the only goal of the game there. Liverpool up to sixth and just getting an edging closer to that top four, which they need to get back to. Wolves keeper Rui Patricio suffered what looked like pretty bad head injury, but we're hearing this morning that he is okay. He was down for quite a lengthy period getting treatment. For Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool manager, though, some games are just all about getting the 3 points.
Oh yes, it's all about the result. Eh? So it was a big fight, and we won like 3 dirty points, completely fine with that. That's how you have to try to get back on track. So we got the 3 points and everything is fine.
Yeah, 3 dirty points. You can't beat it. There are 2 more places in the quarterfinals of the Champions League up for grabs tonight. Manchester City, 2-0 lead over Borussia Mönchengladbach from the first leg. That game live on RT2. And Real Madrid hold a 1-0 advantage over Atalanta in their meeting in Madrid. 8 o'clock start in both matches. Now, the Cheltenham Festival gets away later today. Racing begins at 1:20. Number of eye-catching races throughout the afternoon. The feature, the Champions Hurdle at 3:05. Particular Irish interest in that one. But this year's festival will take place without spectators because of COVID-19, and it means an utterly different festival. Racing journalist Don McLean joins me on the line. How different will it be, Don, there today?
Hiya, Darren. Yeah, no, it's been a strange build-up, hasn't it, to the Cheltenham Festival. We haven't had the stable visits or the pre-Cheltenham evenings that we usually have over the course of the last few weeks. And as you say, nobody's going. That's the strangest thing. So there'll be no Cheltenham roar. There'll be a really quiet atmosphere all week. But look, it's great that racing's going ahead, albeit behind closed doors. And as you say, it looks like the actual racing is probably going to be as good as ever.
Yeah, there is that cloud hanging over horse racing at the moment. We've had the Gordon Elliott stuff. How important is it that the racing goes back to centre page again, and that